Hi, I'm Anthony Wilson. Welcome to MasterFan, the unique 100% through-and-through MU quiz show starring only the United Faithful. We begin as every MasterFan with our general knowledge round, 15 questions. A point up for grabs for every correct answer. Our contestants can pass any questions they don't know and go back to them if time permits. So, the start of the round, please welcome. You'd have been off the picture. The MasterFan at this very moment is Paul Hinson. Paul, a 30-something website fetishistician with a great knowledge of Red history. Can I ask you, you tell me you've got a great knowledge, you're going to find out in the next few minutes, aren't we? Do you have a favourite United website?
The official one is very good. Yes? The one that I supply statistics for is trying to be as good.
No advertising, but there are some really good sites. The official one is good as well, except you have to wait a bit for the match report, but there you go. Are you ready for your 60 seconds?
Yes.
We start now. Lou Macari moved to which club in 1984 after leaving Old Trafford?
Swindon.
Is correct. Which club did United defeat 9-0 in a Division 2 match? I would wait for 1898.
Walsall.
Darwin. Walsall was the year before, I think. It was 1895. In the European game against Barcelona in Spain in 83, which United player unfortunately put through his own goal? Hogg is correct. Who scored the only goal for United in this season's 1-1 draw at Old Trafford with Bayern Munich? Bayern Munich game, who scored for us? 1-1. You can pass.
Pass.
Which player started his career with Sheffield Wednesday and after a spell at Old Trafford returned to Hillsborough for a second spell in 1988? Is correct. Name the Norwegian international who came to Old Trafford from Blackburn Rovers in August 97.
Henningberg.
Is correct. From which club did United sign Peter Schmeichel?
Pass.
In which European city did the club win the 1991 Cup Winners' Cup?
Brumby was the biggest one.
It was. Your time's up. Do you want to ask that question? I can't repeat it.
Go on.
No, I'll ask you again. Which European city did the club win the 91 Cup Winners' Cup? Am I going to give it to him, ladies and gentlemen? No, I'm not going to give it to you because you were out of time. We gave you the Bromby one.
Right,
you came back for that. It was a price for that. You passed on which number? Number 4, the only goal against Bayern Munich, Mr. Keane scored. You knew that. Your total score there, 4 points. Good start, nevertheless. I'm sorry I hustled you there, but I think you did come back. You did come back on the Bromby one. You got that. I couldn't allow you to go for the final one. Now, who, what, where and when? We're talking semi-finals. Who scored for United in both the FA Cup semi-final and the replay in 1995 against Crystal Palace? You can pass.
1995 against Crystal Palace. Yes. Pallister.
Pallister's correct. It's there, isn't it? It's there. What was the score in that 1995 winning replay?
2-0.
Is correct. Where did United play both that FA Cup semi-final and the replay in 95?
Villa Park.
Is correct. When had United last played in a semi-final at Villa Park? I want to know the year prior to 1995, and it's the FA Cup.
83.
83, beating Arsenal, is exactly correct. A stunning full 4 points. Well done, Paul. Take a seat. All right, after those first two rounds, the scores stand at Gareth Clark on 4. Martin Grupman's made a very good start. He's on 11. And I'm very sorry, Paul, I can't give you Bromby because you had passed. Rotterdam was out of time, but you nevertheless scored an excellent 8. And now it's Muddle Mugs. We take three players, we squash their faces together, and not someone you'd want to meet on a dark night. Our contestants have to tell us. Paul, this is where you can pull some back on Martin here. Remember, an ugly looking, well, this is a particularly ugly looking. Let's have a look at this little fella here we've got here. And you wouldn't pick him for any side you'd care to name. Hair?
Paul Scholes.
Absolutely correct. I thought you'd get that one. The eyes?
Eddie Sheringham.
No, I'll let you come back. The chin?
Dennis Irwin.
No. All right. So far you've got Scholesy. Do you want to have another go on the eyes or the chin?
Henningberg.
Nope, I'm going to reveal it. 1 out of 3, your time's up. It was Paul Scholes, but the eyes of David May, or Laura Mars, and the chin, yapstam. You only get 1 point. You and Martin equal that. Take a seat, Paul. The scores then at the end of the first half look as follows. Gareth Clark still on 4. He had a pretty tough round. Martin Grupman did better. He's on 12, but he's still out there, 3 points ahead of Paul Hinson, who is on 9. Dramatic first half. We reached the half-time interval. Join us after the... Welcome back to the second half of MasterFan, the ultimate MU quiz show, the premier quiz show of all time. Let's take a look at the current game situation. Gareth Clark is on 4. Martin Grootman's doing well. He's in the lead. Martin's on 12 points, but close to him. Paul Hinson, 3 points clear. They're on 9 points. He's out. We know it was a good season, and we know that gets you 4 points out of 5. Martin, sit down. Paul, you're going to do well in this round now to keep there going, and we want to know who are the players involved in the tackle near the halfway line, and then the goal scorer for United. Please watch. Made Alex happy? Is this going to make you happy, Paul? The tackle, the little bit of stuff in the midfield.
Nicky Butts.
Is correct. Who was pulling him down?
Have
a guess.
It's a West Ham striker.
Yes, go on. I'm going to hurry you up. All right, I'm not going to hurry you up. I'm going to tell you. It was Paul Kitson. Who was the goal? Who scored the goal for us?
Beckham.
No, it was Cruyff. That's why Alex was so pleased. He put some value on it. Okay, the final score there in that game for a bonus point?
2-1.
2-0, I'm sorry. And the season?
96-97.
Is correct. Which gives you 2 very valuable points. Paul, take a seat, please. And let's establish the scores as we approach the final round of MasterFan. Gareth Clark, he's on 4. Martin Grootman is pulling even further away. He's on 16 points, which gives him a 5-point lead on Paul Hinson, who's on 11. But it can all change in the specialist round. That's where we really get down to the root of all matters red. Our contestants' chance to shine and show exactly how much they really do know about MU. They have 90 seconds to answer as many questions as they can on their chosen part of the club's history. In the event of a tiebreak, it's the contestant with the most correct answers in this round who goes on to the next stage of the competition. Now it's Martin's turn to tell us all he knows in 90 seconds. His chosen topic is United's European campaign. Same as before. You can pass if you don't know the answer. Your time, 90 seconds, Martin, starts now. Against which club was Nicky Butt sent off in the Champions League this season?
Barcelona.
Barcelona is correct. Against which club did Dwight York score his first European goal for United?
Barcelona.
Wrong, it was Bayern Munich. Name the current Liverpool player who played for Borussia Dortmund in 1996-97 at Old Trafford.
Riedel.
Karl Heinz. Oh. Against which... No, Riedel is right. Which Swedish club did Ryan Giggs score his first goals in the Champions Cup in 94-95? Against which club did Swedish club Ryan Giggs score his first goals?
Gothenburg.
Is correct. Name the Hungarian side United defeated home and away in 93-4.
Pepsi Munkas.
Kispert Honda. 1977-78.
Okay.
You misheard me there. Sorry, I did actually read that right. The club lost out in the Cup Winners' Cup when they were beaten 6-5 over two legs. Which club eliminated them? 77-78 season. They were eliminated.
Oh, but Porto.
Porto is correct. In 1963-64, United beat which English club 4-1 at Old Trafford in a second-leg Cup Winners' Cup tie? Tottenham is correct. In the 1991 Cup Winners' Cup, which side held United to a draw at Old Trafford but lost 2-0 in the return? Montpellier is correct. In the opening game of the 57-58 European Cup, United beat which side 6-0 in Dublin?
Pembroke.
Is correct. In defence of the Cup Winners' Cup, the Reds lost 4-1 on aggregate to Atletico Madrid, who scored twice in the first leg. Who scored twice in the first leg for the Spaniards?
Play for West Ham, I can't.
It was indeed, but I want his name.
Danny, no.
The name was Paolo Futre. You passed on none, and you scored a good 7 points. Could have been better if you hadn't misheard me. You got a bit panicked, but that's what we're here for. Martin, take a seat. And Paul, those few stumbles there from your opposition may leave you in with a chance. You are answering your specialist questions on the 1974-5 season, which was my favourite season. We were in the second division, weren't we? Mm-hmm. It was a great feeling that season. That's what you're going to be answering questions on. Your 90 seconds starts now. Who was United's leading scorer in the league that season?
Stuart Pearce.
Is correct, with 17 goals. Which lower division side knocked the club out of the FA Cup after a replay?
Walsall.
Is correct. Who did United beat 2-0 in the opening game of the season?
Orient.
Is correct. Name the side which defeated the Reds in both the league and League Cup.
Norwich City.
Our bogey team. Only one club managed to do the double over United in the league that season. Who was it?
Bristol City.
Is correct. Name the only player to appear in all 42 league games, a total which included...
McElroy.
It was correct, and he was a substitute in the opening fixture. Who made his last league appearance for the Reds in the home defeat by Bristol City before moving to Southampton?
Jim McCallion.
Is correct. Name the club which scored four times in a single game against the Reds but still didn't win.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Is correct. 4-4 draw. Alex Deckman missed only two league games. Who replaced him?
Paddy Roach.
Paddy Roach is correct. Which player made his league debut at Portsmouth before going on to make well over 400?
Alveston.
Arthur Alveston. United knocked their neighbours, Manchester City, out of the League Cup thanks to a penalty. Who scored that
Jerry
penalty?
Daly.
Jerry Daly is correct. After the 2-2 draw in April, where exactly did the Reds clinch that second division title?
Notts County.
Is correct again. Who was United's top scorer in the League Cup that season?
Lou McCarrie.
Skipped on a Lou, indeed. Willie Morgan scored a League Cup goal in a game in which United knocked out his former club.
Burnley.
Burnley is correct. Which club in February 75? The time's up. I've got to ask you, though, which club was the last side to defeat the Reds in a second division game?
Aston Villa.
Is correct. You passed on none and scored a fantastic 15 points. Please, Paul, sit down. That was a very exciting match. Let us see now how the final scores stand. Gareth Clark did great. He scored 6. They with us all the way. Martin Gruppman, a fantastic performance. His total score, 23 points. And Paul Hinson, an amazing last round, 26 points. Congratulations to Paul. Please, take the red chair. You are our winner. Commiserations to our two runners-up. Gareth, you enjoyed that?
Sure did.
You did, you did. Now, Martin, you had the game won.
Well,
you had it won.
Maybe so.
You did. A little bit of a stumble, last-minute goal. Paul, did you think you were going to catch him?
Well, it was always a chance. Late substitution.
Late substitution.
Yeah.
Fantastic run. We'll see you in a later round. Thank you very much, Paul, and we'll see you for another Master Fan. See you. Thank you.